أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائه أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, within issue number 13, if a person relates the fatwa, of mujtahid to someone, and then that fatwa is changed, it is not necessary for him to inform that person about the change. But if he realizes after having related the fatwa that he had made an error, and the error would lead someone to contracting the laws of Sharia, then as an obligatory precaution, he should do his best to rectify the error. Here, the person should relates the fatwa of mujtahid to someone. If someone gave you the fatwa of the mujtahid, okay, and after a while this fatwa is changed, so it is necessary that this person who gave you this fatwa has to come back and told you that this fatwa is changed. No, it's not necessary to come and tell you that is or this fatwa is changed. All right, now, okay. Within issue, so, and the person himself who make or who act according to that fatwa, he should check from time to time the situation, and he has to check the fatwa of his mujtahid to see maybe the fatwa is changed or not. For that, it is very important to what? To Sharia Muqaddasa, that you have to obtain the correct fatwa of your marja. And you have to ask between time and another time about the fatwa. Now, issue number 14. What it said or what Sayyid Sistani said, here you have to know that all within issue number 14, if a person performs his acts for some time without taqlid of mujtahid, so here and later on or and later follows a mujtahid, his former actions will be valid if that mujtahid declares them to be valid, otherwise they will be treated as void. Here, dear brothers and sisters, we have to tell you that all here, according to issue number 14, that means that the follower, mukallaf, his acts for part of his life for sometimes without taqlid, so what he should do if he act for part of his life without taqlid of mujtahid, then he follows a mujtahid. Then, and later on, he knows that it is very necessary, it is very important to follow a mujtahid. Then he follows a mujtahid. So, his former actions will be valid if that mujtahid declares them to be valid. It means that all the old actions, all his old actions, if the mujtahid said that his actions was valid, so it is valid. That means what? That means maybe all his prayers, all the prayers, it was according to the fatwa of this marja. So he said these prayers was valid. These prayers was valid. And otherwise, they will be treated as void. That means these prayers was what? Was invalid. Why these was invalid? This was invalid because all his taqlid, all his actions was not according to the fatwa of marja, not to the fatwa of marja. For that he should knows that all his actions was what? Was not true, not correct. So he has to recorrect these actions in order to get the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to go through the good thing. Now, dear brothers and sisters, up to now we finished the issues which belong to taqlid. And this is, as I told you, it was a very important thing for you. It is very important to go and ask for your rule or for your fatwa. Why? Because it is not easy for a person to live life without what? Without taqlid, or without following a mujtahid. And it is very important for every person to have a mujtahid and to know who is that mujtahid and who is the a'lam, and follow him. It is, as I told you, it is just like the doctor. If you get sick, la samahallah, afakumullah, if you get sick, so you have to go to the doctor, and not any doctor, but the good one, the doctor who has a good skills, a good quality of a treating patient. This is all for taqleed, and inshallah tomorrow we will start with taharat book. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.